Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. So if you guys are anything like me and you struggle with allergies, raise your hand because I am right there with you. I get super itchy throat, itchy ears, and I sneeze like a crazy woman. And it really does prevent me from wanting to take my daily walks with my husband. But luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It is designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongests your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and an itchy nose and sinus congestion and pressure with an ease, which is exactly what I need. So I have been using them anytime that I have allergies, which has been many, many times. I have found that it has definitely helped me so much where I can go outside again and enjoy my day. So if you guys are ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it is time to live Claritin Clear. It is fast and powerful relief. It's just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
I don't know if our audience knows this. I'm a virgin.
Oh, that's the wrong one. I'm so sorry.
This is a real conversation her and I would have over dinner. And I'm going to probably be tempted to like cut a lot of this out, but I don't think we will.
Let's talk about the time that you and I said I love you. Hello, everybody.
What's up?
Welcome back to Happy and Healthy. I am your host, Janina Mapola.
And I am your
co-host,
co-husband host, soon to be
Mr. Happy and Healthy.
Mr., some would say, the greatest that Happy and Healthy has ever seen before.
The only Happy and Healthy you've seen. I never brought a dude on the show before that I was dating.
You know, every day I go to the Happy and Healthy account and I click on who you follow. And I'm just so honored that I'm one of three. One of two.
Who are the other people?
You.
Oh, yeah. It's Janine and Caleb. By the way, we have a conjoined account. You guys should check that out. We post on there a lot. Actually, Caleb posts on there a lot.
Dude, I love this podcast.
So do I. Like, it's my favorite thing I do.
Genuinely, there's nothing I love more than this right here. This podcast, sitting down with you.
Yeah.
But more importantly, I love like everybody who listens to it.
Me too.
It is the coolest thing.
They are some loyal, awesome people, and we truly appreciate you guys. And I want to say I appreciate the people that are monthly donating to this podcast. Let me tell you, running a podcast is not cheap. So thank you for donating monthly if you are.
If we ever got into like a beef or like a war with somebody, I feel like we'd have our army that would unite around us.
Oh, y'all would go to bat for us. And I know that because literally y'all this week, like, okay, so we're getting married in literally 5 days. So crazy. We're going to talk about that.
Insanity, dude.
The amount of DMs I've gotten this past week of people being like, Jay, I have been following you since you were in high school, since you were in college. I've watched your story, your journey. It just means the world to me. I'm like, people have literally watched me go through everything. It's so cool. Thank you guys. It lit it from the bottom of my heart.
And honestly, thank you for, you know, you guys had already been watching for listening and watching for a while before I even came into the picture, you know, last year, almost last year.
Yeah.
About 8 months ago. And to see where we're at today, it's just insane. And we have a lot of exciting announcements, you know, coming up, and we'll probably announce a lot of it in January, for this podcast. But guys, we love you. We love your comments. We like your DMs on Janine and Caleb, our account.
Yes.
I go through them regularly. So
regularly.
There's a good chance. There's a 80, 90% chance we will respond to you.
Mm-hmm.
So we want y'all to know that we love you.
We're people for the people.
Come on.
Thank you, guys.
What are we talking about today, though? We're 5 days out from the wedding. Mm-hmm. How you feeling? You feeling nervous?
No, I'm excited.
This will be posted when we're on our honeymoon.
Yeah, literally by the time that you guys see this, we're going to be on our honeymoon. We're already married. So, okay, it's actually kind of funny.
Doing things?
No. Shh. don't say that.
Bible talk, Bible reading, Solomon.
We're going to be reading the Bible.
We're going to be reading the Book of Solomon.
We're going to be
what's the
Song of Solomon?
Song of Songs.
Other
dude,
one.
I had that.
Wait, I was going to say something really fast. Well, hang on, you cut me off.
I added that to the Spotify playlist.
What one?
We get to St. Lucia.
What
Song
is it?
Song of Solomon's.
Unbelievable. I didn't know you had a playlist. Stop that. Don't out us.
Okay.
By the time you guys see this, obviously we were like a little discreet about the wedding date. Sorry if that was really annoying. Our wedding date is 11 to 12, 23.
And a lot of people thought I was going to be 11 and 11. Listen,
that's the number one
guess.
We tried.
It just wasn't possible. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of other people who want to get married on 11, 11. And how dare
I know
take that
cancel
date.
Your wedding. I'm just kidding.
We should have protested.
Yeah, we really tried to get 11-11, and so I had some people be like, why would you pick 11-12? Look, I didn't pick it, but
I feel bad for the people who have to go to work on Monday.
I know, I'm so sorry, but the wedding ends at 10.
Yeah, it worked out perfect though.
It did. So after we get married, when we get back from a honeymoon, we'll have more podcasts of like talking about the wedding and all that stuff, and we're really excited. So this is the episode before the wedding. So mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about engagement, stories we never shared in dating, some engagement thoughts, wedding thoughts, things we're excited for. And now you guys know the official wedding date, finally.
Yeah. And then also, you know, things we're nervous about. We'll talk about that.
About the wedding?
Just in general.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Because I feel like the biggest thing is, you know, when you date, you know, the Christian way, you don't do anything. I mean, you don't live together. You don't sleep together. You know, I understand that people make mistakes in dating and stuff. But for us, our story is that we have waited, and you kind of go 0 to 100 real quick, mm-hmm. you know, especially when you get married. And so that's going to be really interesting to like go from, you know, being holy saints. No, I'm kidding. We, you know, we weren't perfect, but,
we did pretty dang good though.
We did good.
I'm really proud of us.
We did good. You know, it's funny. Like, I don't know if our audience knows this. I'll say it. I'm a virgin.
Wait. Oh, that's the wrong one. I'm so sorry. Nope.
That's going to get clipped. That's going to get clipped so bad.
I didn't mean to do that. I meant to put the cheering one.
So,
I'm
yes,
so proud of you, babe.
I am a virgin. It's actually the funniest thing is a lot of people don't believe me. A lot of people told me.
We've had some haters in your life.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, yeah, I don't believe him. He's lying.
I don't believe him.
You know I'm a virgin because like.
I know you're a virgin.
She's been with me long enough to know like virgins do virgin things. And
that should be your shirt.
I have something to tell you guys. So Janine and I did kiss in dating, you know, that's a controversial subject, but we did kiss.
Wait, that is,
I think some people might say you probably shouldn't make out or kiss. I mean, we don't really make, we used to in the beginning.
And then we were like,
this doesn't lead to anything good. Mm-hmm. But, I was a bad kisser. I learned in the beginning of our relationship.
And guess who taught him?
Well,
present.
Yeah. So like virgins give off, you know, you can't fake it for so long until like your true character shows itself.
Yeah.
But that's something that, you know, when we get married, it's like 0 to 100. So there are a lot of those aspects of things. There's a lot of expectations, you know, from Christians who are getting married. And so this is huge.
It's going to be a really fun transition.
It's a big step.
But you know what's funny?
But you know who's excited?
Us?
Me.
Yeah, as you should be. So, okay, this is actually funny because we know we were talking at the beginning, like we love our, you know, our fans, people that are supporting us. I hate the word fans. I don't like that.
I don't like fans.
Our followers.
Our community. No.
Our community, our friends, our family.
Our warriors, man.
But on top of that, we also got some haters.
We do got some haters.
And the haters, this is what they keep saying. I refuse to believe that you guys don't sleep together. Well, I refuse to believe. They just keep coming.
They say three things. They say, there's no way y'all spend this much time together, which mm-hmm. we do every day.
Yep.
This much time together and don't sleep together. It's like, okay.
Yep.
Well, you don't know. Number two, we get...
they really genuinely think that we're not sleeping in the same bed or we're not having sex.
Yeah, there's another thing. I forgot what it was. Oh, it's like, what was it? There's another thing that people always say. Anyway, there are things that, what were we going with this?
I was just talking about how the haters, but about purity and we're about to get married.
Yeah, but it's so interesting. Like,
oh, you were talking about our first kiss?
Yeah, I can't remember what I was going to say, but it's so interesting. Like, we had accountability, like this, like doing it God's way. is not easy. And a lot of times, to be honest with you, it's not fun.
Yep.
And it sucks that we went through so much like self-control and had to do all of this. And like, it sucks to have like doubters when you know how much work you put into it.
Yeah.
It almost made me want to put surveillance cameras in the house and just go live.
And send them the footage?
No, just go live 24/7. We can start streaming our entire relationship.
Oh, no, I'm good.
So people know we're good.
Hey, I got nothing to prove. I've said that in the past podcast because I know that, you know what really matters is that you can stand before the Lord one day and be like, God, I followed you and I finished well. But dude, some people just really be doubting us. I'm like, I just think it's annoying because it's like, we really fight for this and it's frustrating when someone just doesn't believe you. And it's like, obviously I get it. It doesn't make sense where you're like, there's literally no way, but I keep telling you guys over and over, it's possible. When you have accountability, you both are surrendered to Christ. You've decided from day one, this is what we're doing. And that's what we decided.
Yeah, it's possible. Just, it's hard. It's very difficult, especially if you date for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get married earlier or engaged shorter because of sex or any of those things. But I will say, like, if you know that you know, I think even past like what God says, like just on a neutral ground, you know, faith or no faith. When you start having sex in a relationship, it clouds it.
It changes things.
So anyways, yeah. I feel like a lot of guys who aren't walking with the Lord probably don't like me being on this podcast because I'm talking to mainly women. I'd say 90% are women. And if you're a guy listening to this,
welcome.
You're my guy. But I feel like they're going to get mad at me when I say this because I'm looking at y'all and be like, hey, don't give guys... I think there's a new wave. I'm like, let's not give guys the satisfaction that girls are going to be easy. We're not just going to give ourselves over to anybody besides our husband.
Tell them.
And you don't want to be that girl who is in the locker room conversations, who is just will let any man take advantage of you. It's like, I want it so desperately for you to just to like regain that and like not, I hate saying like, don't be easy that because that sounds so mean. But I just like, you're worth more. You have so much value. And don't let a freaking dork who's scrawny or muscular or whatever he looks like take control of you and manipulate you and take advantage of you. I just get so ticked off when I see it.
Yeah, you preach it,
babe. Take it back, man.
Amen. Come on. Yeah, y'all better know your worth because here's the thing. Guys will take your attention without intention. Mm-hmm. So they may have zero intention of committing to you, but if you're offering them, you know, some benefits without commitment, they're going to take your attention without zero intention. And I think that's just something you guys have got to be aware of. And that may not even be sex. That may be texting. That may be flirting. That may be just hanging out. They're looking for a buddy to hang out with that night or text or call. But you think, oh my gosh, he likes me. And it's like, no, he's just getting some freebies from you because you're offering it to him willingly. And so it's time for y'all to stand up, to know your worth. We don't play games. We don't offer freebies here. You're not getting husband access and privileges as a boyfriend or as a friend.
Yeah. And listen, I've made so many mistakes. There's some girls out there that I definitely have hurt before. Not on purpose, but because I was immature. And there's just something in a man's heart when he gets what he wants. It's like something clicks where you thought you wanted something and then you get it and you're like, oh, I guess I got it. And then it's over and you're like,
we all like the chase. That's the thing.
Moving on.
We want to be a voice and we're still learning. We're not married yet. So we do have some stuff to learn still. But as we're continuing to learn and grow, we will try to help you guys out along the way. But we're not claiming to be experts. We are people that need Jesus desperately. And the only way we overcame a lot of these things is by prayer, by accountability, by sacrificing our needs and being like, God, we want what you have for us. And that doesn't come easy. Nobody ever claimed that Christianity and following Jesus is easy. There's a cost to it, but the cost is worth it. Mm.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
if you've heard this before, I know everyone's heard this probably before, but if a man does not value marriage in your relationship, he's not going to value it when you are married, because he doesn't put it at a high pedestal. Like, it literally says, if I don't treat Janine with respect and honor and love in marriage, that my prayers will be hindered. And that's, I mean, if
that's serious.
It's serious.
Yeah.
I pray about a lot of things, man. My Cowboys got to win on Sunday.
They're not going to.
How are the Cowboys going to win if I don't treat you right, man?
Yeah, don't forget that in marriage when we're fighting. Anyway, let's transition.
Okay.
Sorry, that was a whole tangent. But
I think we got the title of the podcast.
We pray we spoke to someone there. Ladies, know your worth and your value.
And know your grace.
God.
You got so much of it.
Grace?
Know your grace.
Know your limit to grace.
No. You didn't hear me right. Know your grace in the sense of... know that there is so much grace.
Oh, that's a good word.
If you messed up yesterday, mm-hmm. grace, and then pick up your mat and move forward.
Jesus says to the woman at the well, he says, go and sin no more. And she picks up, she leaves her little bucket behind of water and goes and tells everyone what Jesus did for her. Mm-hmm. And I do think also on top of that, know your limit of grace to people. Boundaries, because some men, they'll keep coming back, they'll keep abusing because you keep letting them. So you gotta obviously give grace to them and know that God will take care of them. Yep. But God will take care of them. It's not your responsibility.
And we get it. 1 a.m. hits different. You Friday night,
you're alone,
you had a drink. 2 a.m. Saturday, don't borrow tomorrow's happiness for today's satisfaction.
Ooh,
don't borrow it. Don't borrow tomorrow's happiness, because that I hope I said that right, but don't borrow it, because the next day it hurts. It hurts so bad. I've had those Sundays, the Sunday scaries, mm-hmm. where you're sitting there and it's Sunday night football, and you just got the scaries, because it's like told yourself that Jake from State Farm was not going to get the piece anymore,
Unbelievable.
Okay, we can transition now.
That's true, though. Yeah, ladies, you got to know your worth and your value in Jesus. You got to date him first. I know it sounds cheesy. Let's talk about that one story we were going to talk about where we're like, let's save this for the podcast. Okay. Was it our first kiss story and then our first date story?
Yeah, we can share the...
we never really went into this.
We've shared the first date story.
What was the other one we were talking about that we wanted to share?
The birthday story?
Oh, yeah.
Birthday story is good. I say
when we said we loved each other.
We should do the first kiss story first.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Let's get into it.
Our first kiss story. I'm kidding.
No, okay. Yeah, I remember telling the first kiss story and I was like, I need Caleb here because you couldn't defend yourself.
Okay. You've told it before?
Somewhat.
Okay, she lies about the first kiss story.
What the heck?
Janine...
I didn't lie.
Likes to make our relationship seem like I just pursued her the entire time and she put no effort in.
That's not true.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's not true.
So I think we kissed on our fourth date.
Yeah.
So guys, the first three dates were so intentional. And
wait, let's rewind.
Okay.
Okay, sorry, really quick. Okay. So I met Caleb. And he's like, yo, I'm moving in 3 weeks, blah, blah, blah.
I don't talk like that. We had 2 weeks.
2 weeks to get to know each other. So we hung out almost every freaking day. Every day was so fun. It was also so sad. I was like, you're leaving me. And I was also kind of confused because I was like, what am I supposed to do with this guy that's 4.5 years younger than me and he's moving away? And so it felt like we were constantly up and down, up and down. It was kind of weird.
I was up. She was down.
I was down bad. So... he, from day one, I want to be my girlfriend, and I panicked. I was
got to work on your impression of me.
I don't know how to do it.
I talk like this.
Well, baby, I'm just doing a man's voice. Okay. So he was basically the first week, he was like, I want to be official, and I freaked out. I was like, wait a minute. I was not ready.
I said that on the first date?
No, first week.
Okay.
First week, you were I want you to be my girlfriend.
Second week? Yeah.
He was trying to lock it down. And the reason why you tried to lock it down is because of what somebody said to you.
Can I say his name?
No, I probably wouldn't.
Okay.
Tell the story.
What? Well, I thought you had a story.
I was just trying to rewind a little bit because you were just going straight to the kiss. And I was like, let's rewind.
So
because we were still, getting to know each other.
She had just gone to my going away party. And she had told me after the going away party that she didn't want to date me very long. And that was insinuating that I was her husband. And so I'm like, man, we're moving at a fast rate. And
I did say that.
And I didn't think that we would kiss when we did. So the next day we went on a date. I took her to this spot called Barcelona Wine Bar.
It was cutie.
And we should go back sometime.
We were all dressed up.
I know. She looked good.
You looked good. You were tan.
And before the date, I told her, I was like, go get a gift and I'll go get a gift and we'll trade the gifts on our date.
He hated so my gift.
I went to Target and I bought a globe. Mm-hmm. I bought a globe and I brought a Sharpie. And so after dinner, we went to the lake and went out by the dock and I gave her the globe and she loves traveling. And I said, spin the wheel and
the globe, you mean?
Yes. Spin the globe.
We're on the prices, right?
Spin the globe and wherever your finger lands on, I'll take you to.
And it was like this random country, like Marta or something.
I think it was like Ethiopia. It was something. And it was somewhere we definitely could not go to.
Yeah, I was like, that would take 30 hours to get there.
And
so he's like, spin it again.
Legit, she started crying.
Okay, I started crying because I always wanted someone to do that for me where they would be like, pack your bags, baby. We're going anywhere you want to go. Of course, when you're Christians and you're not sleeping together, a little more complicated. But I was like, okay, in a year and a half, we can go there. But baby, remember the prophecy about Aladdin? This was funny. So we had this prophecy. I think I told this before. One of my friends, she had this prophecy. She was like, hey, does Aladdin like resonate with Caleb at all?
We sound so weird when we say stuff like that.
I know, but I'm serious. It's real.
I know it's real, but we just sound weird.
It sounds weird. I know.
We sound like weird Christians.
Well, we probably are. I'm just admitting it. So anyway, she's like, does Aladdin resonate with Caleb at all? And I was like, I have no idea. I go to Caleb one day. I'm like, what's your favorite movie? And he said, oh, it's Aladdin. And I was like, what? So that, it was just so crazy how like the Lord was like, in like the funny small little details. How did she know that? I don't know. Of course, the Lord told her. So your favorite movie is Aladdin. Then you bring me on this date, you spin the globe, and you were literally like Aladdin.
I can show you the world.
You were Aladdin.
Shining, blinding, and splendor.
He didn't even know the words. And you always said that I looked like Jasmine, like I was your Jasmine. So I remember just crying on the date, but I was like, oh my gosh, I've always wanted this.
Yeah.
And it was cute.
She literally, I think I could.
I like full on started like crying.
I want to find the video.
Well, if they're listening, they can't see it.
Well,
so anyway, we're on this dock. We went to get dinner. It was romantic. And he spins the globe. He writes me a letter. And it's literally like, it's been.
I think I added up the minutes.
He was like, it's been. How did you, it's like 10 days, 11 hours, 13 seconds. And I was like, oh boy. And you were like, Jay, you're literally the most amazing person I've ever met. And you're reading this letter to me and you're like, I want to travel the world and take you anywhere you want to go.
Oh, and I bought you a neck pillow.
Oh yeah, he did. I lost that neck pillow.
Because I was like, I'm going to fly out to Florida and you're going to need a neck pillow.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're watching YouTube, here's the.
You need to post this on our Junie and Caleb account. Yeah.
There's the photo if you're watching YouTube. Of Janine and the globe.
That's so funny.
So
I start sobbing because I was like, I literally was like, this is my person. Like, this is my dream man. Yeah. He is going to travel the world with me. That's all I ever wanted.
And tell him what I did.
All I ever wanted.
Tell him what I did.
What'd you do?
I kissed you.
Well, I know. So I start crying and he grabs me in his arms and I look up at him with these like big doe eyes. But again, remember I said this in a previous podcast. I said to myself, I'm not kissing a man until we are official. But it was a little tempting that night because I looked you in the eyes and I was like,
And we kissed. She later told me that it wasn't that great of a kiss, but I thought it was magical. I thought it was so magical.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. It wasn't the best first kiss. I'm so sorry.
Let's redo it.
No, we're on camera.
Come on. I think.
So anyway, we're like kissing. I'm crying. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then to me though, I started panicking because if you kiss somebody to me, I'm like, this is real.
Married.
Like you're like committed. And I started freaking out.
I used to think
that's
how you had a baby.
Well, that's what they told you in high school. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So now you finish the rest.
We kiss. And guys, she didn't, like, I kissed her. She enjoyed the kiss because
I did. Don't get me wrong.
She kept kissing me a little bit, and
look at you.
The next day, guys, she fully had like a panic attack, started overthinking everything. Mm-hmm. What about this? What about that?
And I was like, literally, I panicked. I was like, we're going too fast. This is too fast.
You cried the next day too.
Didn't we go to brunch that next day?
Went to brunch the next day.
But it was weird. I would freak out, but I would always be like, want to hang out.
Well, and I bought her flowers as a goodbye. So I drop her off after brunch, and I was moving to Florida the next day. And so I was like, this is it. And she wrote me a letter. She wrote me this letter, and I was so excited to read it. But the letter was like, I don't know what's going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. I wish you nothing but the best.
It was like a breakup letter.
It was it wasn't romantic. I remember actually getting the letter and like putting in my passenger seat.
Sorry. Which you do that with all the letters.
2 hours later, I'm packing up and she texts me and is like, actually, I want to see you again. So I drove back over.
That's the thing. You would do anything for me. If I was like, I need this, you would have been like, skirt, you speeding on the highway, like crashing into people to get to me. So
would it have done me better if I would have said no?
No, but I just knew.
I needed every time I could get with you.
Yeah. I was like, I knew if I said jump, you would have been like, how high, shawty? Like,
yeah.
When do I got to jump?
That makes.
Get your little nose.
But if I knew if I asked you to freaking rub my.
Pinky toe,
you'd do it. You know.
You think so?
You were down bad too. Yeah. Janine was down bad.
I was smitten, not gonna lie.
She was smitten. The girl's gone through so much that she had some toxicities that she had to work through in the beginning part
of
our relationship.
Outing me over here.
But don't we all? Yeah.
Had your own shishi because he had been cheated on in the past. So you had some trauma from that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we all have some random red flags or yellow flags.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was our first kiss story. Let's talk about the time that you and I said I love you.
Oh.
So yours is at Alexis's wedding.
Okay, I didn't think I said I love you. This is where we, I think, miscommunicated. Because I told her that I was falling for her.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that meant I love you.
But when did you say I love you?
How did I forget about this?
So think about this for a second and I'll explain that story. We weren't official yet. We were about 2 months in. We went to our friend's wedding. And in between, it was right before like the full reception was about to start. Him and I, he was like, let's sneak off. So we snuck off at our friend's wedding and we sat outside and you basically were like, Jay, like I am falling for you. I was still panicked at this point. We weren't official yet. Were we official? I don't think so.
No, you told me to basically ask you whenever.
Yeah, because I wanted it to be done in like a cute little way. And you were like, I'm falling for you. I want to be with you. And then I was like, okay, this is getting serious. And then I don't remember when you said you love me. Was it in a letter?
Actually, no, I think I remember now. So believe it or not, I knew nothing about Janine's past when we started dating.
No, I told you on the third date, but it was not that much.
You didn't tell me that much in detail.
Yeah.
And I didn't really care. And so you opened up about everything a few months into the relationship.
When we were at my house?
Yeah. And I think that's when I told you I love you and I would never hurt you or something like that. I said, I think when I told you I love you, I was like, hey, I don't want you to say it back, but I want you to know I love you. And blah, blah. I think that's when it happened.
And then it was 9/20 and that was a very special date for me. And that was the day that I looked at you and you were like, you had basically like asked me to be your girlfriend already. And I was like, I'm not ready yet. And then finally on that date, which was like, sounds cheesy. It was a prophetic date for me. I looked at you and I was like, all right, I'm ready to be your girlfriend. And you were like, so I can ask you? And I was like, yeah. I was like, we can be official. And so we didn't really do anything. You didn't do like a big girlfriend ask, but you had already been spoiling me the whole first 2.5 months.
Yeah. She was like, you can do it in a cute way. And I think I was like,
you're like, I flew out to Orlando.
I was like, you can just say yes.
So I did. Then your birthday rolled around. You want to talk about that?
Oh yeah. She was supposed to go to a different birthday party in Mexico. And so I remember being back in Dallas and watching Oklahoma State was actually playing that Saturday and she ended up not going to Mexico and surprising me on my birthday. It was the most like surprised I've ever been in like my entire life. And
well, it was so funny because my friends were actually there. Sorry, I'm actually about to look up the Q&A questions. My friends were in Mexico, so I would be like, hey, send me photos of like the beach. So I would send it to him. I'd send old photos of me in Cabo to pretend I was there. Meanwhile, the whole time I was like baking a cake for him and trying to figure out my surprise plan. I was texting your roommate being like, okay, I'm coming over.
That doesn't even feel like a, like that was even, that happened.
It feels like forever ago.
I felt like we were so immature.
So immature.
Barely knew each other. Didn't trust each other.
We were like new in.
If you think if you're in like the beginning stages of your relationship, just know that it changes so much and it gets way better. Like if you're in the honeymoon phase 3-6 months in, just know in a year, if you guys are healthy, if you both are in a healthy position, your relationship gets better. It does. Don't let anyone tell you.
Well, it should with the right person.
The honeymoon phase is over and it's going to get harder. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, it's going to get hard, but your relationship gets so much deeper and it gets. So if you don't trust each other now in the beginning part of a relationship, you're a month or 2 months in. It's not that you don't trust them, but you don't trust them with your heart. Just give yourself like grace and patience and know that it does get better.
Amen. That's so good. So the birthday. So basically I surprise him with a cake. I need to post this video because I have a whole video of me like making the cake and I show up. I knock on his door. He opens the door and he's like, what are you doing? Like, he could not believe me. He's like, what are you doing here? Anyway, we're watching OSU and who's playing? I don't remember. OSU versus somebody. And I'm sitting on the couch. I have this video and you look at me and you're like, thanks so much, babe, for surprising me. And I said, you're welcome. And I said something like, I just love you. And you literally freaked out. You were like, did you just? And I said, yeah, I love you. And you like freaked out and you just like grinned. And
well, I thought when you said that, I was like, we're getting married like in 3 months. Because you told me you wouldn't tell me that you love me until you knew that I was the one.
Yeah.
And of course, we broke up a week later.
No, we did not.
Yeah, we did. It was a week later.
No, it was not.
Yeah, it was.
Really?
Yeah. That was
Lord help me.
It was 10 days later.
Yeah.
But I even like you said it and I think you said it in like the reality of those words like really set in and yeah.
It's a big responsibility. Yeah. I did not date perfectly.
I recommend not saying you love each other until like 6 months, 6 to 9 months. I think until you know that he could ask for permission to your father. I just think that
I agree.
Even if you do love each other, I think we would, if I could go back, I wouldn't have told you that I loved you.
I agree. And honestly, that was typically my rule before is I was like, hey, wait to say I love you as long as possible.
And who knows, we're getting married now. So like it worked out, but yeah. I think we would have just saved each other a lot of just like paranoia and just like moving too quickly.
I agree.
I think there's some insecurity in like speeding things up in a relationship because you're afraid to lose them or something.
Well, yeah. And I also think that sometimes you'll like if you're fighting, you'll be like, well, this is confusing why we're fighting because you said you loved me. And it just, it kind of complicates things. Yes. And I've told people like in the past with boundaries, like I would wait to say that as long as possible too. I guess we didn't wait that long. I guess I waited like 3 months. What's up? Thank you.
Looks so good.
Thanks, baby. So yeah, that was the time that we said I love you. Now we are going to answer
questions.
Some questions. Okay. This is a fun question. Compare and contrast the families you guys came from. What is the vibe on each
that's
side?
A great
that's
question.
So good.
Do you want me to say mine first or you want to say
you can
yours?
Go ahead.
Okay. So mine is like, it's hard to explain. So I have two older sisters and a younger brother, 11 months apart from me. I have a mom, a stepdad, a dad, a stepmom. But then I have my aunt and uncle, and they all have 4 kids of themselves. And me and the cousins were so close. We did everything together growing up. We're like super, like we love our Thanksgiving. We love our Christmas. We love our college football. We love our traditions. I mean, we're like... You're like a classic like American like family in the sense of like everyone's Christian, like pretty much. It's kind of just everybody's really, my family's like very just, they're all achievers. Like, we got lawyers, we have physical therapists, we have teachers and nurses. And I'm like the oddball when I like dropped out of college and traveled around. Yeah. And so like, I'm like the only one who like left Oklahoma. But my family is like they're all so loyal to each other. Don't have a ton of friends, but we have such a big family and we're all just so intertwined and connected into each other's lives.
Very intertwined.
Very intertwined. Yeah.
I will say your family is also very punctual and very organized. And I appreciate that so much.
Yeah.
Because that is the literal opposite of my family.
Your family is a wild bunch.
So are you done talking about your family? Yeah. Okay. You like my family?
Yeah, I love your family.
So my family, because my parents are immigrants, just very chaotic. Half of us, I would say, are very punctual, very on time. Half of us, very late. Always chaos growing up. So fun. We're loud. We talk over each other. There's 7 kids total. Now there's 6 nieces and nephews. The only thing that's kind of a bummer is because my parents are immigrants, none of our distant family? Mm-hmm. Extended family lives here. So it's really just my immediate family and spouses and nieces and nephews. It's chaos. Like this year, we tried to figure out where my family was going for Christmas.
Took like 5 Took months.
Took us literally 5 months to figure out where we were going. Now we're actually going to Alaska, which I'm really excited about. But it's so hard to find a house, to figure out the finances. It's just messes left and right. We have to figure out calendars of who's cooking, who's fun in here. And we're just not nearly as like punctual as your family. And even for the wedding, it's funny. His sisters and his mom, like, they were texting me 3 months ago. Hey, I'm ordering my dress for the wedding. I literally got my mom's dress with her yesterday and we're getting married in 5 days. My family is super last minute. All my siblings have been ordering stuff super last minute. So big difference, but we love them.
And your family like eats so late at night.
Yeah.
They
always done that since we were kids. But we love big. We love each other.
Yeah.
We're very tight knit.
You guys travel a lot more than my family.
My family. Okay. That's something my parents instilled in us is travel. Ever since we were young, we always would travel and we would do road trips. And I think that's something my family will never lose. So every Christmas so far in the last 4-3 years, we've traveled. We did Montana, Seattle, Austin, and this year we're doing Alaska. I'm super excited.
Alaska's going to be so fun.
But our families, the first time they're actually meeting is at the wedding, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be so fun. Are you guys allowing kids at your wedding, or do you think that weddings should be kidless?
They should be kidless, but we are nice to our family members who have kids that can bring their kids. Other than that, no kids.
Yeah, no kids besides our family members, but his nephew and my nephew are the ring bearers and my 2 nieces are the flower girls. Mm-hmm. And like some of our relatives, they have like 1-year-old babies. Like, we're not going to be like, leave your baby at home. Like, we know they have to breastfeed, the whole situation.
You're at the altar and they're like breastfeeding.
I hope not. They're like, you can hear the pumping machines. I'm like, what's that noise? What would wasting and rushing the engagement season look like?
Yeah, I think rushing an engagement is getting engaged quicker than you want to. So like if your significant other wants to wait 9 months and you want to wait 3 months, and then so you really want to wait and it feels uncomfortable to do it this quickly, that's when it's rushed. It's only rushed when you feel like it's rushed. Because ultimately, there's nowhere in the Bible does it say you need to have, because you see it, wedding planners will like be like, you have to wait 12 months, 15 months because you can't. It's like, they're all going to tell you stuff. But like, our wedding planner, awesome.
She never shamed us for the 6
like,
month
time. You want to do 6 months? Great.
She was like, great, let's make it happen. I would also say wasting it would just be not being proactive. Like if you're just kind of twiddling your thumbs and you're not really prepping for marriage and you're not prepping for the future. Like this is the season where you're like, okay, well, you've put a ring on my finger. Let's talk about finances. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about, you know, boundaries with significant or other people or with family members. Like this is the time when you lay it all on the table. I think if you're not really trying to think about prepping for the future and the rest of your life, not just for a day, that seems like a waste. Not doing premarital, not going through the books, not asking the hard questions.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that, but also like it's your wedding, your timeline. So do what feels right. But if you need more time so that you can save up more, because we know weddings are expensive. We've been saving way more. we've been saving for so long. I've been saving for so long because they're expensive. So don't rush it just because you want to have sex. That's the worst idea. Yeah. If you literally cannot wait, we understand, but try to practice self-control because you don't want to like not have your dream wedding just because you can't wait to have sex or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What does a, here's a funny question. What is your child? What is your children going to look like?
Oh my God. We have no idea. That's going to be so interesting because my sister, she looks like me. She's tan. She has brown hair, brown eyes, blah, blah, blah. She has a blonde hair, blue-eyed baby. But that's because my dad was blonde hair and blue eyes as a kid because he's German. And then also, like, your grandma's blonde. Your mom has blue eyes. Like, we literally don't know. And my dad's side has all blue eyes. My mom's side is more Guatemalan, so there's a lot of brown hair. That's the dominant gene as well, brown eyes. It could really be anything. And I'm kind of excited. It's like, too. It's like a fun little gamble.
I cannot wait to have a kid. Like I literally, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Indoor, outdoor wedding. So we actually have the reception and the ceremony indoors, but the cocktail hours outdoors. And we have a pickleball court. We never talked about it.
Yeah.
Guys will see all the details in our wedding pictures.
Are you guys going to have alcohol at your weddings? And how do you handle people being drunk?
So yes, we will have alcohol, but ultimately you just can't control people. Like you've got to let people do what they do. You can't try to forcefully, you know, tell people you can't do this. And like, honestly, people will find a way around it. I've been to so many weddings where someone had like a 2-drink limit. And I know people that literally had flasks and they were taking shots in the bathroom and they're whipping it out. Like if people want to drink, they will find a way. You just can't control people. So we will have alcohol. We don't, none of our friends are like really crazy. And I don't think it'll be a cuckoo wedding.
This question is making me mad. I've seen it so many times.
What is it?
Why such a short engagement? It's like at a certain point, why do you care so much?
And also what's like,
let me say something.
Okay.
So we know Christian influencers, we know non-Christian, we know regular influencers, we know, all spectrums of people. And I get you put your lives out there to be criticized or whatever, but I don't know why other people's decisions and what they want to do, why people like take it so personally and want to make people feel bad. I'm thinking about a specific couple that we know that gets so much hate.
Yeah.
And you see it a lot in the Christian space that people are so, they're invested, but they're so opinionated and and they're self-righteous. And that's not our core base. It's not our core community of people who follow and listen. So don't hear me that. But there's this core select group of people who follow, who watch, who listen, and only want to criticize and attack.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking that question personally, but I am just like,
well, that's the question we've gotten the most.
I don't get why people care. And I don't get why people will attack somebody because they're either cringy on, who think they're cringy online, or who think that their life is perfect because they have this or that. And it's just like, it makes me literally like, if you'll feed the flame if like we go online and we talk about it, go defend our friends or do this. But I want to literally go online and flame people who come after our friends, because I just get so freaking,
it's annoying,
ticked off, because like you don't know them and they're real humans, and just because they put their lives on display, I think people think that like, oh, I could, it, you know, you're setting yourself up for it. But I don't know.
It's so true. And I do think like we get the same three questions over and over about like purity and are we living together? And then like, why such a short engagement? I've addressed this so much, but I just don't know why it bothers people. To me, a 6-month engagement is normal. Like you would not believe the amount of couples we know that have gotten married in 6 months. And again, we are waiting for everything also, for marriage. When you are not married and maybe you're already sleeping together, you already live together. Yeah, it makes sense. Why rush to get married? There's nothing really new that you're necessarily doing for us. It's completely new. So we're really excited to start our lives. And I've mentioned this before, but the holidays are literally right around the corner. We wanted to be married before the holidays, before I have a big launch coming out next year. The timing was perfect for us. And also, 11 to 12 is a very important date as well.
Well, last thing I want to say, the other question we get a ton, does Caleb feel weird about moving into your house? And because, you know, we're going to be living in this house, and Janine, you know, has this house that's, you know, has some bedrooms. And it's just funny. It's like, why would that be even? I get it. Maybe
it's not so weird.
Traditional in some senses. Maybe the girls used to move into a guy's house. You know, I think for most guys, when you're in your, I met her when I was 23. You know, when you're living with your bros when you're 23. And so I don't feel uncomfortable, but that's not who I'm with. I'm not with somebody who would make me feel smaller or less than because she has a house and I didn't. You know, we have different things that the other doesn't bring to the table.
Yeah.
That's just life.
It may be non-traditional, but it's like, honestly, like who cares? Like I've had so many people be like, where's Caleb going to move into when you guys get married? I'm like, obviously not the trash can. Like where else is he going to move? He's going to move into my house.
Yeah.
And I think it's just interesting. Like I think people are judgmental towards that, but I'm like, for what? Like I have this house and it may not be typical what people do, but like, he's my husband. We are becoming one. Everything becomes one. And it's not going to be like, no, this is my thing and that's your thing. It's like, we share this all together. You help me out so, so much. Like you're my partner. You do everything together.
That's what's surprising is how many relationships are tit for tat.
Yeah.
You take this thing, I take this thing.
Or they have separate bank accounts. It's like, no, this is my money and that's your money. We don't want to do our marriage like that. We want to genuinely become one as Christ has called us to be.
And to be completely transparent and frank, like, Jay is older than me. She's had more like life and a head start on different things. But it's like when I'm 40 or 50 and I've done different things in the business world, that's hers too. It's like, if we do this thing now, we're going to do it when we're 40 or 50. I worked for this before we got married. So now it's not yours. It's like, eventually I'm going to do something outside of her.
He has some big dreams too. Like you are a successful man. You will continue to be successful. And I completely agree. That's not a good mindset to be like, obviously we know I'm a YouTuber, like YouTubers tend to, you know, have more success at a certain age than most people because this job is very abnormal. But does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
And does that sound bad to say?
No, I think that's fine.
But that doesn't mean that he's not contributing or still helping out. Like he does so much and he helped me in so many other ways too.
Yeah. And I get a lot. Do we want to answer this? A lot of people have been asking what I do for a living.
Yeah, let's answer it. We should just title this, let's talk about the things people have been asking.
Yeah.
Address the things people want to know.
So until a couple months ago, I've worked so many different types of jobs, but I was always in sales and marketing my whole life when I, you know, finished high school. And so from high school, I've been working my tail off. I didn't go to college. I found myself in some really awesome situations. Climbed the corporate ladder at a couple of different organizations. And Janine and I just got to a point in our engagement where we were like, okay, like I could keep going to the office every day, or we could partner together. And there's a couple of things that I want to do personally in the coming years that would require me to quit my job. Of course, go full time with each other, focus more on the podcast, focus more on a lot of our dreams, and also for me to support her. Cause you know, there's a lot of things within her life that as a husband or as a man that I'm going to need to manage and look after her and financially like come alongside and make sure everything, all the ducks are in a row. So that's just a full-time job in and of itself. It's a lot. It's a lot of conversations. It's a lot of de-escalation. It's a lot of meetings. But I'm also finishing something I never got to do because I was working and since high school, I wanted to finish up my degree. And we both got together and prayed and brought in community and realized it's the best decision that for our family in the future, you never know, you know, what can happen. And so I'm doing online school as well, finishing up my degree. It's going to be focusing more on that after we're married too.
I think like, I mean, a lot of you guys probably, if you follow YouTubers and stuff, like you've seen that typically, you know, the wife, she has this big YouTube channel or whatever, and people don't realize how time consuming this job is and how many moving parts there are. I'm not saying this is a hard job. I'm just saying it's a time consuming job.
You were up till midnight last night doing things.
I mean,
you know, deadlines and.
Yes. And I think that's the other thing is people don't understand behind the scenes of like how much time this takes. And like, I don't think our relationship would be healthy if Caleb was gone every single day for 6, 7, 8 hours, probably more than that, and I was gone, or and I was just here, like, I need his help. And I think for us to flourish, I think we need to conjoin. And I don't think that we're conjoining every aspect. There's certain things I still do that are just mine, and he does things that are his own. But there's so many things that you've even contributed. You've come in, and I've been like, I would never been able to do this by myself. And I just feel like people, I think, often shame the man for coming in and partnering with the wife. And it's like, oh, he's working for her, quote unquote. That's not true. Again, we're becoming one. This is our thing now. And like, yes, you weren't in this before, but you've come in and you've helped me now. And still, yes, it's might be my thing, but like, you are benefiting and helping so much.
And you're supporting me. Like, there's something specifically in my life that I'm working towards that I can't share, or that I don't, at least I don't want to talk about until I'm doing
it.
We're
there, yeah.
But she's supporting me, and she's supporting me. I have this dream of something that I want to do, and it's going to take some time and effort and years to do it. And, you know, she wants to support me. And that's a thing. I know so many couples where I know, for instance, one couple, she's a doctor or she's a nurse, and her husband came home and was just like, I'm miserable. Like, I'm miserable in my job. And that's probably some of you guys. You guys might be married, or maybe you're the woman, or maybe you're the man, and you're miserable in your job, and you go to your significant other and like, I just need to quit. I need to do something that I love, that I'm passionate about. And I know so many couples are like, I'm going to support you.
Yeah.
You can quit, and we'll figure this thing out.
Also, I feel like I want you to be happy, and like, you were very miserable in your job. And I feel like, is that okay to say?
Yeah, it was. You maybe context, it was an hour drive there in traffic and an hour back.
And you're sitting at a desk, you were trying to sign doctors.
While doing all the stuff still with you.
Yeah. Obviously, as your partner, like, I didn't want you going to your job every single day not being happy, because you weren't very happy there. I don't want you, just because for the sake of you saying that you have a job, for you to go to work every day and be miserable.
Yeah.
And so I also knew that we are better together. And I, the amount of couples I know where the man has kind of come in and partnered the woman, her business has thrived because of her partner. Literally yesterday at Boho Med Spa, she started the whole company. Her husband now helps her, and that's why they're thriving.
Yeah.
And so I think times have changed where, you know, we're able to be a little bit more malleable in our careers and what we do. And it doesn't need to be so linear and traditional of what people expect. And I think God can work in so many different ways. And like, I would not be as nearly successful without you. Aww. So way to go, baby.
It's also fun working with your best friend.
Yeah.
It's hard. It has its challenges.
I'll say, we also do have to have some boundaries within that, sure, too, which we can share down the road.
We're not married yet. Like, it's going to look way different when we get married.
Yeah.
I saw someone earlier. It was like, why are Christian influencers so cringy?
That's a good one.
Yeah. I hope we're not cringy.
I hope we're not either. I think that's always been our goal, is we were like, oh, we don't want to be cringy Christians. I think inevitably that's going
to
happen.
It's going to happen. You put your life out there to a certain degree.
Also, people don't understand. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
There you go.
I also just think that there's a lot of verbiage in Christianese that we might use that to non-believers. They may be like, what the heck are you saying? And I know it sounds weird. I think when you hear say like, oh, we're saved by grace and we're waiting for marriage, for the covenant, like all these verbiage.
Purity culture.
Purity, like we're saying all these things that people are probably like, what freaking weirdos? I think it's just because there's a lot of misunderstandings around it. And if you're not probably raised in this, like we've been raised Christians, so to us, this is so normal. If you're maybe an outsider looking in, or you haven't been, you know, grown up in the Christian culture, a lot of it's going to be very abnormal and strange. And you're like, y'all are so weird. And it's the path less traveled. So if you look at culture, you look at TikTok and other podcasts, like this isn't what people do. So I think inevitably it's going to be a little cringy.
And vulnerability can sometimes be cringy. And to get anywhere in content or this space, you have to be vulnerable, especially with your life. You have to be willing to post some things that you're like, oh, this could be weird.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of things that we post, so we're like, is this weird? And then it ends up being great. And then vice versa. I do think that something that Janine honestly like helped me a ton with was very early on when we went live, I was like, I'm not going to come in here. Like, I don't post much on my personal account. I do occasionally. But like, I was like, I don't want to come in here too hot and heavy with like thinking I'm like this person with the platform. I think once you start acting like you have a platform, it gets, for a guy specifically, I think guys can be more cringy in this space than maybe even girls. Mm. And so I think it's just kind of reading the room is how to avoid cringy Christianity.
And also, we're probably going to be cringy. Yeah. Like, sorry. Like, we always are like, we replay these things. We're like, oh, that was cringy. We know we're going to be, but also, like, especially as Christianity is not popular to the world, we're going to look cringy.
And there's few of you who just, like, are our biggest supporters, and we're just like, I'm with y'all.
Thank you, guys. Okay, when does Caleb officially move in? So you'll move in right after the honeymoon. So we're going to St. Lucia for our honeymoon. Like I said, we'll already be on it when this comes out.
It's going to be so weird crazy getting home from the honeymoon.
I know. And we're going to try to decorate for Christmas today because we want to come back and have decorations already up. And we moved
it's
in.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. The comments are going to be like, Caleb's in actually.
That was
singer.
Good. When Caleb was on his bachelor weekend, which that was fun. You did your bachelor weekend. I completely cleaned out the house and I moved in a lot of his stuff. So you'll be moving in officially after the honeymoon. The next question really fast is, are we nervous for the wedding day? I am not. I think I'm a little nervous something's going to go wrong. I'm nervous someone's going to forget something. I'm nervous someone's going to crash our wedding, which is why I've been private about the date.
I'm nervous you're going to get pregnant.
What?
What?
No, we can't. Stop, baby. I think I'm anxious for when I walk down the aisle. That's going to be so crazy.
Dude, I'm going to be crying.
I hope you like my dress.
I hope I do too. I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh.
I think I'm going to like it.
Yeah. I think you'll like it because you like my style.
Yeah.
I'm not nervous. I'm more just like excited.
You're going to look hot.
Thanks, baby.
I really want to get the male audience up on this podcast. So like if you're a girl right now listening and your boyfriend doesn't listen, your boyfriend should always watch the podcast of me and you. Your relationship will prosper.
Thoughts on prenups.
Do you want to talk about that?
We're not doing a prenup.
Yeah.
And we don't have any plans on getting divorced. So.
No, we will not. We will be dying together.
We will not be getting divorced.
Yeah.
And I know some haters want to see us get divorced. I get some of those comments. I just feel like they're not going to make it.
I saw one comment that it was like, I can just tell he's going to cheat on you or something like that.
No, and he did not.
It's just like.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's
dude.
Crazy. Janine and I will never divorce.
We're not getting a divorce. Okay, let's end on this and let's drop the T, but be kind.
Okay.
Have you had any drama with friends while planning a wedding? Have you lost any friends?
Ooh.
Well, we just took a short break and I didn't realize how crooked the camera was. So sorry about that. Okay, friend drama. I had some. And everyone,
I don't feel like you did.
I did a little bit. I had some friends like upset or had some people think they were going to be bridesmaids. There was some things I just heard through the grapevine. I only had probably one real tough conversation. Mm-hmm. Other than that, could have been worse. Wasn't that bad. We had more family situations than anything. Both of us did. Other than that, not too bad.
I don't feel like I had any family situations. Okay, I had one, but it wasn't that big of a deal.
All of them weren't that big of a deal, but we didn't lose any friends per se.
The problem I had was I have so many guy friends. Like you saw my bachelor party. I had like 18 guys there, and
that wasn't including the Dallas guys.
That wasn't included. Like I have individual relationships with all my guy friends, and that makes it hard because usually like you can have a big friend group, and people won't be but her, but because I have an individual relationship with everybody, it's harder to not include people. That was difficult. I probably have too many groomsmen, but it's whatever.
Yeah, other than that, no, I think there's only one person that maybe my friendship shifted, but not anything too crazy. I didn't have drama, but more just like harder conversations, and then I did hear through the grapevine some people's feelings getting hurt, which was never my intention. But, you know, when you're choosing bridesmaids, like you really want to make sure those are the people that are like your ride or die in your life forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
What do you feel like people will leave thinking about our wedding?
I think hopefully my prayer is that they leave being like, that was so fun. We know how in love they are. And I really genuinely am praying that people feel the presence of God during the ceremony. That's really what I want. Like we've talked about fasting and praying before the wedding so that people feel the presence of God. I think people are like, that was so fun. We had a blast. We love Janine and Caleb.
I hope the food is good.
The food from Vessels.
If the food's not good at a wedding, you always hear about it.
Yeah. I remember one wedding I went to. It's crazy. Everyone's like, it doesn't matter. I remember still.
Yeah.
That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Okay. One other person asked us, do we have sponsors for the wedding? And we thankfully do.
Yes.
The whole wedding is not sponsored, but we do have a lot of sponsors.
We have partnerships. I don't like using the word sponsors. Sponsors.
Sparters.
Spartners.
We have partners. And some of them are just like discounts. Like we're still paying. But thankfully, some people were very generous to us, and we're really so grateful for that.
Yeah. And that's the only difficult part is like just because you have partnerships or whatever doesn't mean like, yeah, it's free or it's discounted at a good price, but there's a lot of work on the back end of posting and creating the content and then responsibility you have to the business. So that's been a full-time job in and of itself is all the deliverables with the wedding.
Yeah, that's been a little
honestly,
stressful.
Honestly, I'm a big, like, go elope. I think if I had to do it back, if I know what I know now, I'm really? So glad we're getting married, but I think I would have had a more of a serious conversation about grabbing our closest family and closest friends and going to like, now I'm so excited. Our wedding is going to be unbelievable, but I think I would have had that conversation a little more.
Okay.
It's just so expensive.
It is expensive, but I just cannot imagine like not having all of our favorite people.
Which is why ultimately, I feel like every guy says that.
I think this is my dream.
Well, I think
we have 200 people coming to our wedding.
I feel like every guy says that and ultimately will defer to whatever the wife wants.
Obviously, it totally depends on your budget, your dreams, whatever. I would so be down to do an international wedding as well. But I think I wouldn't have it any other way. Now, obviously, you need to decide like your guest list because the more people you have, the more expensive. But we have 200 people coming.
Yeah.
Sorry
to interrupt you.
What?
One last question.
What?
Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
I don't have anything else to say.
Okay. All right. One last question. Erica is asking what the attire is for the rehearsal dinner.
Baby. It's cocktail attire.
Cocktail attire.
But yeah, I would say eloping, like obviously if you're just like wanting a more private thing and your finances are different, I would say definitely consider it. Pick a beautiful spot or even pick it locally. It doesn't really matter. It really is just up to what you guys want. Truly, like don't ever think about what other people want. Like this is about you and your relationship, your marriage and your partner. And I honestly knew I'm such a people person. I love people. I love big events. I don't think I could ever have it any other way. And that was actually hard creating the guest list because we had so many people that we both wanted.
Yeah.
So everyone that's supposed to be there is there. I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's kind of freaking so excited.
Just a couple Sunday. People couldn't make it.
Sunday, bro.
Are you guys in different spiritual levels?
Yeah, she's up here. I'm up there. No, I'm kidding.
No, we're not. We're not different spiritual levels. I do think I read the Bible more than you, though.
I think I pray more than you.
And you pray more than I do.
Yeah.
We've always known that, though.
I hate reading. I
like it.
I read today. So, like, I read today, and then I was done. She reads, and then she analyzes, and she does this thing.
I, like, journal through it.
I just read it, and I'm like, okay, cool. Like, great. You know?
Yeah.
I learned a lot. And now
but you pray more.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go like find God in the spiritual realm in my closet, you know,
you're going to go like have your little mat and candles.
Also, I don't have like a house that like is home. And so like it's a little harder to create that safe space.
Okay. Did we ever have different opinions on the wedding? Like, did we fight about anything on the wedding? Like things that we both wanted?
Yeah, probably.
Like what?
I mean,
the first, not argument, first disagreement was the wedding venue, but we eventually agreed.
I wanted the venue that we chose.
The first venue first venue.
Yeah, I wanted the first venue.
Because it had a pool, and I was thinking about doing like a clear stage over the pool. It was going to be so sick. But the overall vibe was just not it, and I didn't get that feeling.
Yeah.
The second venue, and the one we picked, actually, I looked at other ones, but we... Slightly.
We chose over FaceTime.
Yeah,
we didn't even visit it.
Yeah, over FaceTime.
Nutty.
Otherwise, we didn't. We maybe disagreed a little bit on the guest list. Other than that, I did more of the design. Like I picked the flowers, the table decor, candles.
We disagreed on budget.
We did disagree on that, but that's also because I knew with our guest list it wouldn't be realistic. But I swear, we tried to keep the budget lower. And weddings are expensive. All these little hidden things you don't even think about. We're about to be married.
I know.
I'm like so excited.
4 days tomorrow.
Yeah.
Man. I really want to know how like it's going to change our relationship. like what, how different it's gonna feel. No pun intended.
Baby, stop.
What?
Quit that.
What? I didn't say anything.
Also, just for y'all to know, we will be posting like at the wedding. We have a content creator and they're going to be posting at the wedding. So we'll have all the content up pretty fast. But during our honeymoon, we'll be trying to relax, try to get off a little bit. But I also, you know,
I think we'll still post. Just
I'm still going to be posting a smidge because like it's going to be a little hard for me not to.
Bro, we have, and I
love my job.
Bro, we love our people.
Yeah.
Like we literally have the best job in the world, but also like we loved if we could help you guys along your journey and your spiritual walk.
Yeah.
But also like your love story, not only your love story, but your job story, your, you know, all the stories, all the things you're going through. Like we want to come alongside of you. And in this influencing social media content, there's so much garbage that we want to be your ABC family in the 2004.
We want to be the light.
We want to be your full
space.
House. Like we want to be your friends. We want to be your, you know, Seinfeld. You know, we want to be that for you.
Are we that?
I hope so.
Me too. So yeah, that'll be crazy to get back from the wedding and then chit chat about that. I think that's going to be really, really fun. Honestly, I've enjoyed wedding planning. There was definitely some stressful moments. I'm not going to lie. We're in the last week. There's still so many random things left to do. But overall, I enjoyed it. I'm really glad I didn't do this longer, to be honest. I think a year-long engagement, I don't think I would have enjoyed that. And it's kind of crazy that it's almost over. That's like really crazy.
I know. Once like Friday hits, I'm not going to see you much. That's it.
It's going to be so fun, y'all. Anyway, we love you guys. Thank you for being a part of this journey. I'm about to be Mrs. Ward. Let's go.
Come on. I'm about to be, I guess my name's not really changing much, but I'm about to have, you know, a couple. I think I'll start growing back hair after we get married. That's how you
please
know.
Please don't.
That's how you know I'm becoming a man.
I'm about to wax that thing off. We're not doing that.
I might get my first hair on my armpit.
Oh,
becoming
baby.
A man.
Stop. He has hair in his armpit. A little too much, actually. Thank you guys from the bottom of our hearts for being along this journey. We've been sharing from the beginning when we went public, when we shared our engagement. Who's at my house?
I don't know.
I might need to answer that. Hold on.
All right. It's just me and you guys. Okay. So while Janine's away, I just thought I would sit here and talk about how much I love her. Janine, she's the best. Like we have so much fun, dude. You want to be with somebody. And it's okay, maybe if you don't, maybe some relationships are different, but you want to be with somebody who you guys have the same, like they say opposites. Jenny, stay over there. I'm talking one-on-one right now. You stay over there. A lot of people say opposites attract. I really believe that you want to have things in common that you like doing together. Life's more fun that way. Life's more fun when you go to the grocery store together. Life's more fun. That's where it's spent. Target.
What are you saying?
Target. Ultimately, Target will define your relationship because men, you know, your girl loves Target, okay? It's how true. You handle those circumstances. I love going to Target. So I think that's the question. Do you love God? Yes. That's the first question. The second question is, do you love Target? Because if he doesn't love Target, he probably doesn't like, you know, coffee, okay?
Huh?
If he doesn't love Target, he probably doesn't open your car door.
Y'all, this is what happens when I leave. What is happening?
That's my bold take. If he doesn't love Target, I worry that he doesn't
love
open your door. I just think it's a shove. Every guy knows he has to go to Target with his girl. And if you go to Target and he doesn't let you go to the home goods section, I think you should reevaluate.
You don't let me go there. What are you talking about? You yank me away every single time.
I let you browse.
No, you yank me away every time.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I go, come on, sweetie. But I know that ultimately.
Financially, it's probably smarter that I don't, though.
Ultimately, I give you a time limit. Yeah.
Okay, I'm never leaving the podcast again. Anyway, we're going to wrap this up. This is a longer episode. I'm serious, though, y'all. Thank you for following my journey. I cannot believe we're almost here. Your girl is finally getting married. It's about dang time. I love you guys so much. Thank you for all your encouragement. I've gotten so many DMs this week with prayers, encouragement, just being excited for us means the world to me, and more content to come soon. And more fun, special announcements. No, babe, this is how you talk. He does this with his hands.
Okay, guys.
Love
y'all.
Thank
you for watching, viewing, subscribing, and just supporting us.
Yep.
We love you. We're praying for you.
Pray for us, please.
DM us. And one day we're going to get everyone together in one room.
We're going to
do a live podcast, and it's going to be so much fun.
Yep.
We love you. We thank you.
You guys are the best. See you.
See ya. Soon. We'll be seeing you from St. Lucia.
St. Lucia.
That's all we ever wanted.
Follow along. Bye, guys. Stay happy and healthy.